Welcome to the Easeful Uplevel, where we talk all things conscious entrepreneurship, spirituality, and upleveling without stress. Together, Aaron Tobias, our marketing expert, meets with Allison Borstad, our mindset expert, where we just get into the nitty-gritty of what it means to figure out who you are, what your purpose is, and what your next steps are. Our goal is to make it as effortless and easeful as possible, even when you're going through hard times. Our goal is to get our mindsets right and get our energy right so that we feel like we can attack anything, we can accomplish anything. Consider this your energetic upgrade of the day. We hope you love this episode.
Rainbow shooting out our ass. I said it first.
Listen, we were having so much fun in voice notes that we had to get on a podcast at least at 9:44 p.m. my time. Aaron was like, I'm really tired. I need to get some rest. Go to bed. I was like, yeah, totally. And then we couldn't stop talking to each other. So we're like, well.
I just needed to see your face. I just wanted to see your face.
Oh, my gosh. That.
Because, like, you know, voice can only get you so far.
Yeah. Well, it's just so cool. So I want to give some background for the folks at home here. Aaron and I have just decided to be spontaneous and chaotic together this year. We've planned multiple very short-term trips within the last... This is actually the third month in a row that we've seen each other. Right? We need
after February, not March, seeing each other, we didn't see each other for like years. 5 years in person, which is
legit
talking.
It's crazy. Yeah. Between babies and work and COVID, we still obviously kept in touch like virtually, but we actually hadn't physically seen each other in so long. So the fact that now we are like every month seeing each other when we still live like across the country from each other. But literally Aaron saw a festival, a higher self festival happening like within the week and was like, hey, this is in Texas. We should go to this. And I was like, wait, you mean like this Friday? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, let's go. And we're like, what are we wearing? Unicorn stuff? Okay.
So it was kind of like one of those experiences where I saw, it was Krista Williams of Almost 30. If you don't follow her, highly recommend the follow. But I've been listening to her for a long time. And she's just like a powerhouse. Like any sort of advice she has, like, it's great advice because, you know, she's lived it and explored it thoroughly. And so I saw on her stories a link to an event that she was going to be out in Austin, Texas. And it was a podcast recording for the Angie Lee Show, which I wasn't even familiar with the Angie Lee Show, but she's like amazing too. I've been getting to know her over the past week and she's amazing. But I saw that. And then I also saw that our other business idol, Karina Dawn of Tone It Up and of The Big Silence, is also going to be there. And I was just like, we have to go. The tickets were like $25. I'm like, we have to go. Somehow.
And, like, and Sahara Rose is hosting an event the very next day.
Yes. Like, and then the next day, we saw that. So it's kind of like one of those moments where it was like, yes, we have to do this. We have to do it.
No brainer. I love that I went to my spouse and was like, hey, can you hold down the kids for a few days? He like didn't even hesitate. He's like, yeah, obviously you need to go to that.
Like, I mean, obviously. Same with Renji. He said that too. He was like, yeah, you got to go to it. But I think like also the really cool thing that I'm realizing is I just like felt this like energetic pull because I just felt like this like beautiful aura of women who were going to be there. And it's totally coming true, which is amazing. So it's definitely a good lesson of like when you get that like moment of like clarity, like you have to go do this, do it, figure out how to do it.
Well, and I think there's something too, when it comes to entrepreneurship, like I know we both have invested in various things for our own businesses and we've been, you know, like building up platforms and doing all this stuff and we did our taxes. And every time you do your taxes and your accounting, you're always like, ugh, right? And it's interesting too, even in terms of the like decision to spend money on a trip, right? Like, oh, am I spending more money on my business? But I think we both instantly knew we're like, this money, anything we put into this trip is going to come back to us tenfold. Because of the networking and because of the people that we're meeting with and the experience that we're going to get and the energetic upgrades and like the enlightenment that's coming with even the activities of these events, right? And talking to people who are further down the path than we are. Like Karina, you know, she's what, 10, 15 years, maybe more on this path. And so to like be able to be in the same room as some of these people who are kind of legends in the online sphere of doing like figuring out online business, even some of them before social media was even a thing. And they have just like stayed in the game and grown and learned so much and can impart that wisdom. There's just something so magical and so worthwhile and so generative of that, about that, that it's like such a no-brainer. So I feel like when you feel a pull to something where you're like, you know, your next energetic upgrade is coming from it, you got to find a way to get there. You got to find a way to make it work. And I feel like we were both instantly, we're like, yes, instantly, yes, let's do this.
Come we're on. Going to Austin, taking the show on the road,
oh,
baby.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah. But I also want to say it's been such a healing experience to plan this business trip. Mm-hmm. You know, it. Number one, to be able to have the cash on hand in my business, like knowing that there's savings there that I've been holding for a reason. And I mean, we're just going to Austin, so it's not like this is like flying across the world, but there's strategies I've put in place, such as like, you know, getting the right credit cards so I can afford travel and all those kind of like masculine strategies we build around our business that allow us to have these like flowy moments of intuition. And so I think it's important to acknowledge that because it's been a year of putting those strategies in place. And, or I mean, honestly, probably even more for you, Allison. But
yeah,
getting to this place is a big victory, I feel.
Well, it's so funny that you say that, like the, you know, some of the things that you did in the past, knowing that future you, that like you're building towards this. It's so funny that you say that because literally today I was getting out my suitcase to start packing and I bought a specific suitcase. I'm trying to think of when I got this, maybe a year and a half ago. So, you know, I got two little kids. We were like living in a different state. I didn't even know it. I didn't know that anything that's going on in my life right now would be, I didn't know I'd be in a partnership with you. Literally the amount of stuff that has changed in 18 months is crazy. But I literally bought this like beautiful sparkly pink suitcase. That, first of all, I don't have anything that's sparkly pink. This is actually not really usually in my personality. It is on, it's actually our brand colors. So it is kind of like a coral-ish pink too.
No way.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. And so, and I was like, I want a feminine suitcase because up until now, we've all had like hand-me-down suitcases or all like masculine, dark, like nasty suitcases. And I was like, I want a pretty girly suitcase for my business travel through my business. And I'm going to like roll up with my cute little thing and it's going to be easy to find when I take it off the baggage claim or whatever. But it was like literally, I was like planning of like, I will travel with this. Like, I will have pink things and I will like. So anyways, I had that moment where this is actually the first time I'm actually using it. Like I literally bought it. Yeah.
My jaw is like on the floor. I'm trying not to screech because like one of the hard things about a podcast is you can't talk over each other. But oh my gosh, this is blowing my mind.
Anyway, so it's just like wild that, you know, and again, like a few years ago, like I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. So even then my, you know, 3-year-old was like 18 months old. Like still nursing, there was all these things going on where like it felt so impossible. My circumstances then, we didn't have like family in town for childcare. There was like a lot of things where for me to like leave was really hard. And I know people find a way to make it work, but at least for me and my husband, it was like really hard to juggle. And now, you know, we've got family, we have friends, we have like all the support where like he didn't even have to think that hard. He was like, oh yeah, just go. Because the supports are there and also our kids are easier or older and like we kind of have a routine and things have changed and evolved. Mm-hmm. I don't know if easy is the word, but we figured it out as parents. Maybe we've gotten to be better parents that can like wrangle them and, you know how to make it work. So like, there's just something I think that's so cool to see, to dream about these things and to be like, this is going to happen one day and to speak it into the world and even like prep as if it will, get your sparkly suitcase, metaphorically, whatever that is for you, and expect it to come because it will. And that has been my experience over and over and over again in this business and manifesting like all of these things. Even this festival, I literally have watched, you know, Sahara Rose's festivals over the last few years, like, and been like, one of these days, going to one of these. And I love that you brought it to me. I didn't even go seeking it out. You were like, hey,
sign up. Well, I know. You would think that it would be the opposite, right? Because I'm supposed to be sitting here waiting for the invitation. I guess I kind of got the invitation from Krista Williams's like Instagram stories. So if you ever wondered, do people convert off of Instagram stories? Actually, they do. I do.
They did.
They did. Actually, I did a report. And fun fact for your marketing, Instagram stories are actually overperforming for many of my clients on conversion than the in-feed, which that's a huge behavior change. Maybe we can talk about that another date, but I'm pretty jazzed about that. So I don't know. It's a huge behavior change than in the past. In the past, you used to, if you wanted to drive conversions, you would buy all the in-feed placements and they'd be like super cheap and you'd be able to get them at a low cost. But now like people are more interested in converting off of stories. So hot tip.
And put a link in your stories. You can link them. People can interact. Yeah. You can put a poll, right?
Like, that's what you do. So when people are, when I say convert off a story, I mean that someone actually dropped a link in there, or we're buying a paid ad against a story. Both those ways are the ways that you can build that. But back to the topic on hand, I just can't help. The marketing knowledge just flows. I'm like, I got a hot tip for you.
Say, please, everyone hire Erin if you need a marketing expert, or come to Thought Girl Summer this summer where we're going to workshop all of this.
That's actually exactly what we're going to talk about in Thought Girl Summer, are like, if you want a certain result to happen, I'm going to give you a menu of options that you can choose from, and you'll be able yourself to create that strategy in order to get your message seen, heard, and people converting into your offers. So PSA, that's going to be something that you can look forward to.
Anyway. And you're getting that, and you're getting my Energetics of Overflow technique here that Erin and I have been living it this week. I mean, we have been living in this method for several years. So I've kind of divinely downloaded/cultivated over the last few years, kind of like a really specific method that combines like mindset, thought work, and energetics, and like how you can consciously shift. And basically, if anybody wants information about this, reach out to me, because I would love to share with you. But the top of this thing, the idea is that when you get really joyful and beam your light and trust your intuition and connect with the divine or your guides or however you think about it, and when you get like really playful and just unabashedly loving and connected and you shoot your shot, there's just something of like when you just kind of open your heart and open your mouth and go with the flow and be playful, that synchronicities start to happen and unbelievable luck and outcomes that don't match the amount of effort that you've put in. And so it is this kind of like, I mean, the annoying phrase is like work smarter, not harder, but it's almost like be more simply be joyful. You know, and like speak your truth in your message. So there can be some strategy to all of this, especially in business. And that's part of what we get into with the Thought Girl leadership kind of development, is that like when you just trust that you have something to say and that it's important and that people want it and speak it out there. And again, add the playful factor. I think there's something to this playfulness, and we're going to get to that in a second, where legit magic starts to happen, where you're like, you can't make this stuff like, so Erin and I decided to go so off the wall with this. Erin, if again, anyone who's known us personally or professionally, if we zoomed back like 5 years ago, Erin and I were like very buttoned up, like very professional, like very, like, you know, we're very serious at work.
We were business outfit, ladies. You know, like a whole closet full of my power suits, and I had to wear them. I was sitting there in my suit. I had my lanyard on. I was going to these conferences, you know.
Listen,
yeah, it was a different world.
I even found a video. Actually, my business is now 5 years old officially, and I actually found one of the first recordings that I made introducing self-care consulting, and I am so stiff. I am going to release this at some point so people can see the energetic difference of like how serious I was about it. And so Erin and I have gotten so unserious that we're like, we're going to do this kind of like business networking trip. And we both got like bought unicorn onesies to potentially wear to part of it. We bought purple and pink wigs. I mean, I feel like we're not going to be the only ones because it's that kind of a vibe. It's just like a very fun, playful vibe there. But we're like, the fact that we're going on a business trip and like packing purple wigs and stuff and like unicorn onesies and are fully going to show up that way is just so cool. And so we were joking. We're like, let's look, you know, well, weren't joking. We're like, send us signs, universe, unicorns, to let us know that we're on our highest path. And I have never seen more unicorn emojis in my life than this week. I didn't usually send them. I didn't usually receive them. And all of a sudden they're like everywhere in my feed and everywhere in the chats and these new people that we've been meeting this week leading up to the event. Someone's like, oh, I got unicorns in my brand. Or like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. Here's like a unicorn gif. And it's just like, it's been so much unicorn stuff lately that we're like, what is happening? And we've just been enjoying.
Yeah, my mom even sent me a unicorn, like, little emoji. And I didn't even know she knew how to send emojis.
Well, she knows how to send emojis, kind, but it was
like a, yeah, it was like a little unicorn, like, blowing a kiss at me. Like, I don't even know how she sent it. It wasn't a GIF. It wasn't an emoji. It was like a whole separate thing.
Mm-hmm. And we literally said, we're like, universe, because we were like, are we doing this crazy thing? And we said, well, we're opening the unicorn portal, because Aaron and I also love like a good themed, we're like, this is the portal, this is the invitation to expand and be open. I think anytime we're inviting a portal of expansion to happen, it's more of like, we're the portal, people are the portal, you open your heart kind of a thing, right? And you're just like, I'm setting my fears aside and my insecurities and my old paradigms, and like I'm open to being transformed, and it's really cool. But we were also, you know, there's always a little bit of like hesitation because this is like getting to the edge of the cliff and taking a little bit of a trust fall sometimes. And it's really cool, like, even sometimes doing, playing around with these kinds of things of like, universe, send me signs that we're on the highest path. And I swear, every time we ask, and if you get specific too, so if you're like butterflies or hummingbirds or unicorns, it's just wild.
You can start seeing
they
them.
Are.
Yeah, we are seeing hummingbirds, butterflies, and unicorns. So mm-hmm. all of those have been popping up this week. I will also say, like, in terms of just like emotional healing, this has been such a nice journey. Because mm-hmm. I used to like literally cry over going to business conferences. Like, they were so like, number one, hard on my highly sensitive introvert system, but also just like the pressure to have to show up, like the uncomfortable mm-hmm. clothing that you have to wear with like all the stupid little suits. And then like you show up to this conference to sit in this room and you have to like go over and like try and network and talk to people. And honestly, I feel like people aren't even like interested in really talking that much. Like, all of them are just there to like sell you something or sell mm-hmm. themselves. They're not even like listening to what you have to say, even if you do get into a conversation mm-hmm. because they're so worried about their next like sales pitch. And this is ew. Such a, it's so disgusting.
Weird vibes.
It's ew. So weird. So like, this is like the old way of networking. And mm-hmm. I will say, like, I am so excited to see these new opportunities open up. I was talking to Angie Lee, who is the host of this event, and she said that she just wanted to create a new way of networking mm-hmm. for women. And she said, it's time for us to do it differently. It's time for us to do it our way. And mm-hmm. she was like, women are so like flowy and powerful and fun. And we get shit done while we're having fun. And she mm-hmm. was like, that's how we work. And so she said it was time that she wanted to create an event that would support that. And mm-hmm. I thought that was awesome. You know, a little background that I learned about her is that she actually did used to host like thousands upon thousands of people at a time in corporate networking events. So she mm. has since like gone from being on that big stage, like with the video behind her and like the whole like auditorium of people, to these smaller events. And I think that's a really brave thing for her to do. Mm. And also, I just really am appreciative of someone who is like stepping up and doing this business thing differently. So I say all that to say that if you have an idea at this moment on how to reinvent a system, this is the time to do it. And mm-hmm. I think people are very open and interested and seeking out opportunities where they can have experiences that are different from what they've had in the past. And I mean, I think we can achieve the same goal here. Like, we're all going to make some great business connections. I've already been talking to some amazing business women, just even through the group chat that we're in for the event. So I think we can all get to like the same destination while also having a really fun collaborative experience. So
yeah,
I'm inspired. Yeah,
well, and I love to, yeah, and shout out to her for real because of the thoughtfulness of it too, of like to have it capped at 100 people, which is like kind of the perfect amount for like a good party, because the whole thing, it kicks off with like dancing. Yeah. It's like 90s themed, right? And it's like, which is so smart. Of that is the best icebreaker. Get people loose, get people having fun and talking to each other, and you know, and let it be organic. And it does seem to like the vibe in the group is like people who are legitimately like want to connect as people. Of like, let me find, almost like let me find friends first. Yeah. And then if the sale or the whatever is going to come, it'll come maybe later, right? But first, I just need to know if I click with people and if we have things in common and if we know people in common. And so I think there's just like, I don't know, I've been thinking for a long time about feminine ways of doing business. And Erin Benzikane from Floret, she mm-hmm. has like this amazing Instagram and also amazing documentary, I want to say through like the Magnolia Network or something like that. But
no, she self-produces all her documentaries. So well, like, she has been part of like HBO, for example, did it. But now she's been making beautiful documentaries and just posting them on YouTube.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
People, so, don't know this.
Yeah, she's blowing it out of the water. She's been one of
the first. I'm behind because I watched one of her things that was like, you know, on some big platform, and I watched it like four different times because I loved how she was talking about like, you know, her whole thing is like communing with the earth and growing flowers, and she's like, we can't be over extractive from the soil. Because if we do that, like, you can't keep growing flowers. You literally have to put back in just as much, if not more, into like nurturance of the soil and nurturance of her community. And her whole thing too was she had an impulse or a pull one time to donate like $30,000 worth of, oh gosh,
it was bulbs. Which flower was it?
Yeah, it was like these
her dahlia amazing bulbs.
Yes, her like very rare dahlia bulbs that, and they were like already in the red. It was like literally a financial crisis for the business, and they were like even thinking about letting team members go and like shutting down. And she was like, you know, well, we're gonna cut back, we're not gonna plant these things because we almost like don't even have the money to plant them. What do we do with them? She's like, I'm just gonna send them out. Paid a lot of money even in the shipping to send them out to all of these, like all these people that she knew that would appreciate it. And these other like flower farmers went nuts. They were like shouting, they were putting it all over their social media. It like went viral basically. And everyone's talking about her and like, go follow her thing and take her online planting classes and da, 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 da. And then the business blew up. And the whole thing was, she's like, when you just like focus, really, truly focus on giving out more, right? Then versus how much can I extract from people in the land, like this extractive thing, which is like, I think kind of potentially the old school kind of unpeeled way of doing business or bro marketing or some of that stuff that's like a little bit sketch. Let me like swindle or trick you into buying something you don't even need versus like, let me like nurture this community that's just going to keep on giving back tenfold. I think there's just something so special about that. And it goes beyond money as currency. It's like the energy and the love being the higher currency and the connection. Like, I just feel like we're coming into this age. So again, if you have a new way of doing things, especially if you're a female entrepreneur or thought leader, we need it. People are hungry for it. We're ready. I think we're ready to do things differently. And I think that's the beauty too of a lot of the upcoming millennials and Gen Zs, you know, starting their businesses too. Like, I think there's a lot of openness for doing things pretty differently and trying things out and seeing what works.
Yeah, I am so grateful for, I mean, a lot of the creators who have come before us, who really have laid a pathway and still continue to do that in order to allow for us to start to continue, you know, show up in different ways. Yeah, I think that definitely follow the stuff that Erin is doing, because she has had a lot of success, and she's had a lot of success in different ways. So she did have the HBO show, which is like commercial success. She's also a very small operation. I mean, comparatively to the larger farms that are out there. So she's had like this like really beautiful small business success. And then she's also really blossomed as a creator. Mm-hmm. So she's an introvert, and it's difficult for her to get on camera. She was actually one of the people when I was working on getting like my confidence that Allison sent me over to watch, because she is very introverted, but she's figured out a way to make it work for herself. And she's a beautiful writer. She's a beautiful creator. I would even say she's like a writer first before she's mm-hmm. even in like a researcher.
And a photographer, her and her husband. Yeah.
Before she's even like a flower. I know she loves flowers mm-hmm. the most, but she's a beautiful writer. And her husband's learned to be a photographer, and now they're creating these beautiful documentaries. And I'm sure there's a whole team behind her that's also, you know, working to make these documentaries, but they're releasing them on YouTube, and they're for free for anyone.
They're owning. Well, I love that they're like taking full ownership of it. Cause once you get a big production company or some kind of like network, there's a lot of rules, right, that comes mm-hmm. with that, and how it can be used and shared and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's so cool that they're keeping it kind of homegrown, so to speak, and like mm-hmm. organic and authentic.
Yeah, that, it's really cool. There's cool. a lot of, I mean, I could go on and on about the type of people that I look to for inspiration, but I do think it's also important to do that, because there's a lot that's out there that we can learn and grow from and get inspiration to show up in our own way. Because I think all these creators mm-hmm. that we've talked about, the thing that we admire about them is that they're stepping into their own unique way of doing things. They couldn't mm-hmm. do it any other way, right? So mm-hmm. they've realized that, and they are working with their innate God-given gifts in order to mm-hmm. delight and bless us. And so, yes, the world needs us just to be exactly mm-hmm. how we are.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And like not to follow anyone else's path of success, and to honor who you are and like what your temperament is. If you're an introvert, be an introvert. Right? Or if you're like ADHD like me, good luck trying to be neurotypical. At some point, you got to like find your neurotypical bestie to come compliment you, you know, and all your whatever your deficits are, you bring your other strengths, right, to balance it back. But I think there is something to, the honoring who you are, but also I think finding these like really deep soulful collaborations too. That's the other thing with Erin. We'll talk about her like left-hand person who is like there, or right-hand person, you know, who's like always there. And I'm like blanking on her name, but I know she's like, she runs, she does so much.
Yeah. She helped her write the books and everything. Like
she does so much. And she's like, literally none of this would be here. None of this would be here without her, or without her husband, or with like their whole staff and their whole team. So I think there's also something too to like creating these beautiful communities where you're not in that hyper independent grind where it's like, it's gotta be me. It's all on my shoulders to figure it out. Actually, I don't think that's how things are supposed to work. It's not how things work in nature. Like the flower doesn't pollinate itself, you know, like there's like a whole ecosystem, right, that happens to get it to its like most beautiful. And so I think there's just also something too with like, even like you said, this, the trust journey of like opening yourself up to working with other people and co-manifesting and co-collaborating and creating. It's just, it's a fun time to be alive.
It's magic. The unicorns are popping. We got rainbows coming out our ass.
The unicorns. See, this is the whole thing, is the unicorn started kind of as an inside joke. I mean,
it was a joke. It was a full-on joke.
Literally, Erin got me like this really cute oracle deck of unicorns. And we're just like, I don't know, it's cute. And we were like reading it, and some of it we're like, wow, this is really profound. And then the next minute we were like, this is really out there. And then we actually we looked up the creator, who's like this like sweet little I think she's like Irish or Scottish. I hope I don't get it wrong.
I don't know. Like, she's definitely,
she's like, gosh, she's adorable.
She's cute. She's a cute little like older woman.
But she's like the most beautiful energy. And and her whole thing too is she's just like, you know, it's about unicorn light. It's about this like enlightenment and kind of Yeah, just like openness to be guided and to receive like what they represent is just like this really beautiful thing. And so we were like, you know what? Fine, let's play around with the unicorn light and see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Both have had people like signing up for consults with, or, like, I've had all these people reaching out to me today. So I'm like, you know, it's so funny again when you put like a beacon out there, you know, people receive the light.
Yes.
So
do you want to pull? Do you have the unicorn deck? Should we top this podcast off with the oracle card pull?
Yes.
From the unicorn deck. For our audience, we would bless them with the unicorn magic.
All right. I was going to say my lighting just shifted in here, but hopefully we can see.
I know. I saw it become mood
magic
lighting.
Unicorns. Like, okay. This is Diana Cooper.
Yeah,
we love you, Diana.
We love her.
She is like the cutest, sweetest. I know she's on Instagram. Look her up. She always has like the sweetest messages. All right. You know what? First one that popped right out. Soul healing. Align with your essence. See your true colors. And
oh my
look
gosh.
At this majestic beast.
Soul healing.
Oh, girl.
I talked about soul healing like several times in this podcast. I feel like speaking directly to me.
And it just like popped right on out. So the cool thing too is when you look closely at this card is that the unicorn horn is made of pure light.
Ooh.
So it's a horse with pure light. Ooh, and also like the pastel hair. Okay. And Aaron loves horses. So a horse with pure light coming out. Okay. All right. Shall I read it?
Yes.
Let's just go for it. Okay. So if you'd like to invite in the soul healing unicorn energy, be ready here. So unicorns are so pure that they can align with your soul, heal it, and raise its frequency. Your soul has to be at least seventh dimensional before you are allowed to incarnate on Earth and maybe of an even higher frequency.
Oh, seven dimensions.
Dude, I know.
Well, I thought we were at three or five or working
well,
towards
we're
five.
We're 3D now. We were working towards five. This is seventh. She was talking about the 11th dimension on one of her things, and we were like, man, this lady knows some stuff.
We're all sorts of dimensions.
I don't know where she is. Over eons, you have had many experiences. Some of these have bruised you at the deepest levels, and you are waiting to be soothed and healed. Others have lit up and expanded your entire essence. You aren't just balancing your own soul's lessons now. In these special times, as we prepare for the new golden age, you are harmonizing and clearing any family as well as ancestral karma recorded in your soul star chakra. In addition, you may be one of the brave and gracious light workers who is undertaking country as well as world karma. This is a great soul offering, and your wondrous unicorn will assist you in transmuting it all. Your guidance now is to ask your unicorn to work with you both in and out of your conscious awareness to heal all that needs to be released and purified. Your eyes are the windows of your soul, so look into your unicorn's eyes and ask it to reflect back to you your true soul colors. You may be suddenly aware of blue, gold, pink, violet, or any other hue. Seeing who you are enables your celestial companion to bring you your core spirit forward to accomplish all the healing that your magnificent soul has undertaken in this lifetime. Ooh, girl.
I feel that card just read me for filth.
Oh my gosh. Affirmation, my soul is beautiful and perfect just as it is.
Ooh, let's say that again. My soul is beautiful and,
beautiful
perfect,
and perfect
just the way
just
it, is.
It is. Well, the whole thing with unicorns, right, is that they're unique. They're rare, right? They're like this rare, beautiful beast, right? And like there's only one of you. You are a rare, beautiful beast. There's only one of you, truly. And to like just really own all of the uniqueness, including the heavy stuff and the trauma and the ancestral, like literally the light, the dark, all of it is just like part of the colors in your beautiful unicorn mane.
Yeah.
So just gotta let that shit fly, guys.
The dark makes the brightness shine even brighter. Yeah.
I love it.
I like that a lot. That's beautiful, Allison. Thank you.
Well, here is
that message.
I was going to say, anyone who wants in on this unicorn portal, it's been a really good time. It's been really fun.
Whoever wants in on this, comment on our story.
I'm in. Just, you can comment. You can let us know if you're jumping into the unicorn portal. You can drop us a unicorn emoji. Because it's just, I think there's something, we really appreciate the playful spirit of this. We've also been really trying to let our wise inner children out a bit for some fun as we're doing our big grown-up business kind of stuff. It's also really fun to, again, like, allow some of that true essence to come out in a really playful way. And you know what? People respond to it really well when you really are just, like, real and vulnerable and transparent and open with people. It's just, and while you're doing it from a place of love and not, like, self-deprecation or something, it's just like, no, this is who I am, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And I want to know who you are, and that's okay too.
I love that. It's beautiful. Well, on that, we wish you all the unicorn vibrancy, all the glitter, all the sparkles, all the happiness. And we hope you have a beautiful week inviting your unicorn in.
And follow the Easeful Up Level Instagram account if you want to watch our stories in real time of how these events are going to go. Actually, this, you might see them after the fact. You're going to see a lot of content from some of this fun stuff that we're going to be up to. So just keep an eye out. We'll keep you updated.
We will. All right. See ya. See everyone later.
Bye. So, listener, I hope you loved our fun unicorn episode. Erin and I were definitely on one, recording late at night, having such a good time. You get a window into our world. So just, like, welcome to the table of our friendship here. So I hope you enjoyed it, and we are bringing this fun, exuberant unicorn energy into spring and also summer with our upcoming combined program called Thought Girl Summer. Yes, you heard it right. Thought Girl, like hot girl. But you know, like, you know when someone goes away for a summer and comes back and you're like, what did you do this summer? You look amazing. Oh my gosh. Right. And they're like, oh, you know, I was working on my self-care and I was just, like, you know, getting everything right and tight and all that kind of stuff. That's what we want to do for your business, for your brand, for your future as a expert and thought leader in your field. So Erin and I have separately and together worked with some amazing thought leaders to help them get their confidence and their energetics and their kind of magnetic quality on point, and also get their messaging clear and concise and compelling. And so Erin and I bring our brilliance together. Erin has worked on some of the most iconic brands, from McDonald's to M&M's to, I mean, the list goes on and on. So she will take this knowledge that she knows from, like, managing some of these huge corporate teams and working with these top brands to have a really successful marketing campaign. She's taking these skills and applying them to these now small brands and up and coming people. So if you identify with this at all, you're going to want to hear what she has to say. She's going to help you put together a media kit. She's going to help you know what your keynote speeches are, so that if someone reaches out to you for a speech or a podcast, that you're ready to go instantly. You're like, yep, got it all ready to go. We're going to work on really expanding your energy so that you can hold higher and higher frequencies and be able to beam your light and your energy out in a powerful way, where imposter syndrome and self-limiting beliefs and fear of visibility or failure, none of these things are going to get in your way anymore. You are going to feel so on fire coming into the fall when you go through Thought Girl Summer with us and 10 other participants. This is going to be amazing. So we're excited for you to meet each other in the group. We're excited to meet you. So if this is something that you've been dying to kind of, like, get everything right and tight and on lock in your business, the time is now, guys. Sign up for Thought Girl Summer. If you sign up now, you will get a bonus one-on-one with both Erin and then me. So both of us are going to help you really kind of get to the core of who you are as a thought leader and what your path forward is. And so you're going to come out the gate just, like, rearing to go, ready to double down in this group. So if you're curious, check the show notes and we'll be telling you more and more.